The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride, arrogance, the evil way, and deceitfulness. Proverbs 8:13. But the eye of the Lord is upon those who fear him. Psalm 33:18. Whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. Acts 10:35. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. PSA 25:14. Site editors comment scripture references. Woe to those who call themselves Christians who have no fear of God, who continue to sin throughout their lives, thinking Christ is their excuse to sin, who have no fear of God's wrath and punishment for continuing to sin, who fear those who kill the body, but do not fear him who can destroy the body and soul, casting them into hell. It is not too late to wake up. Woe to those who think and brag that they have a free pass to heaven just by believing while still sinning. From the word of the Lord within, your covenant with death will be removed. It is not too late to wake up. Woe to those who think God is so unfair, arbitrary, and capricious as to send believing sinners to heaven while non-believing sinners to hell. If so, you have been brainwashed with lies that God excuses your continuing to sin. Wake up and read the contract's exclusions, the requirements, and qualifying conditions. From the word of the Lord within, by their evident display of sin, Christians cause my name to be blasphemed among the people. Do you agree with any who in their arrogance have stated that God excuses evil in believers? It's not fair, but they don't care. Christianity has no idea what I am or for what I stand. It is not too late to wake up, for of this you can be sure, that no sexually immoral, impure, or covetous person who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with vain words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. F5:5-6. It is not too late to wake up. The acts of the sinful nature include sexual immorality, including adultery and fornication, impurity, lust, idolatry, including covetousness, sorcery, hatred, arguments, jealousy, anger, ambition, divisiveness, factions, envy, drunkenness, revelry, partying, etc. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Gal 5:19-21. It is not too late to wake up. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Heb 12:14. Each time you sin, you are piercing Christ within you. If you have sorrow and regret, with resolve to not repeat the same mistake again, your godly sorrow is a soothing balm to the wounds you have inflicted. On the day of the Lord, which all will experience, you will see whom you have pierced, and you will mourn. Rev 1:7. So do believing murderers go to heaven? This should be an easy question. Do believing rapists go to heaven? Another easy question, I hope. Do believing thieves go to heaven, even if they just steal a little, seldomly? Do believing liars go to heaven, even little white lies? Do believing drunkards or drug users? Believer who rages or gets angry? Believer who enjoys pornography? Believer who practices adultery? Believer who looks at women or men with lust? Believer who wants a Mercedes, or a new dress, or a new cell phone, or a vacation in Hawaii? Wants anything other than what they need? Believers who quarrels with or hates their neighbor? Believers who cheat on their income taxes, or expense account, or school tests? Shopaholic believers? Believer who envy those who are rich or resent their riches? It is not too late to wake up. To those who fear God and wish to please God, the purpose of this website is to show you how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God in his kingdom, now on earth, and then forever. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Pet 3:9. After the Lord has shown you the evil in your heart and life, and after you have departed from evil, and hate evil, and shun evil, you will eventually be filled with the fruit of the Holy Spirit, including God's love. Then love will have been perfected in you. Then you will know no fear, because perfect love expels all fear, and your conscience will be sprinkled with the blood of Jesus, purging even the memory of your guilt, so you can serve the living God. You will have boldness in the day of judgment, but you will still reverence God with awe of his power and glory. As George Fox said regarding godly fear, to fear God is not to grieve nor offend him, but to be subject to him and reverence him. Luke 1:74-75. That he would grant unto us, that being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, we might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. Notice, Before you can be in God's presence without fear, you must first be freed from sin, which is to be delivered out of the hand of our enemies. Further, you must have your conscience sprinkled with the blood of Jesus, otherwise you would be deeply ashamed of the memory of your sins in God's presence. Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride, arrogance, and the evil way. Proverbs 3:7, do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. Deuteronomy 13:4, you shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him, and keep his commandments and obey his voice. You shall serve him and cleave to him. Deuteronomy 10:12, and now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, Isa 50:10, who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of his servant? Let him who walks in darkness and has no light, trust in the name of the Lord, and stay his mind upon his God. Isaiah 29:13, therefore the Lord says, since this people draws near me with their mouth and honors me with their lips, but have removed their heart far from me, and their reverence and fear toward me are taught by the precept of men, true fear of God must be experienced. Proverbs 2:1-5, the value of wisdom. My son, if you will hear not read, and accept my words, and treasure my commands that you hear within your memory, so that you incline your ear listen to wisdom and apply your heart and mind to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for insight and discernment, and lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her wisdom as silver, and search for her as for hidden treasures. Then you shall understand the reverential and obedient fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. Psalm 86:11, teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Matthew 10:28, Jesus teaches the fear of God, and do not fear those who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Deuteronomy 6:24, and the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to reverently fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive, as it is this day. 2 Kings 17:39, but the Lord your God you shall fear, and he will deliver you from the hand of all your enemies. Psalm 66:16, come and hear, all you who reverently fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. Psalm 147:11, the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Job 28:28, and to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Proverbs 16:6, by mercy and truth iniquity sin is purged from the heart, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. Ecclesiastes 12:12-13, and further, by these, my son, be admonished, of making many books there is no end, and much study is wearisome of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Malachi 2:5, my covenant with him was of life and peace, and I gave them to him because of the reverent fear with which he feared me, and because he was in awe before my name. 2 Corinthians 7:1, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Hebrews 12:28, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved or shaken, let us have grace, by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Philippians 2:12-13, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not only as in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will to work and the works as commanded, according to his good pleasure. Psalm 119:120, my flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. Jeremiah 5:22, do you not fear me, says the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence, who has placed the sand as the boundary of the sea by a perpetual decree, so that it cannot pass it? And though its waves toss themselves, yet can they not prevail, though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. 1 Chronicles 16:30, fear before him, all the earth, the world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. 1 Samuel 12:24, only fear the Lord, and serve him in truth with all your heart. Consider how great are the things he has done for you. Psalm 2:11, serve the Lord with reverent fear and rejoice with trembling. Psalm 19:8-9, the precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart, the commands of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Psalm 25, 14. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Isaiah 11, 2-3. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, Jesus, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and reverential fear and obedient fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after by the hearing of his ears. Psalm 33, 8. Let all the earth fear the Lord, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Psalm 33, 18. But the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, upon those who hope in his mercy. Psalm 34, 9. O, reverently fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. Psalm 34, 11. Come, you children, listen to me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Psalm 36, 1. The transgression of the wicked speaks to him within his heart, there is no fear of God before his eyes. Psalm 103, 17. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon those who fear him, and his righteousness extends to his children's children. Psalm 111, 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who do his commandments have a good understanding, his praise endures forever. Psalm 115, 11. You that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, he is your help and their shield. Psalm 115, 12-13. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless the house of Israel, he will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. Psalm 118, 4. Let those who fear the Lord say that his mercy endures forever. Proverbs 1, 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1, 28-32. Then they shall call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early and diligently, but they shall not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be satiated with their own desires. For the turning away from my counsel of the ignorant shall slay them, and the careless ease of fools will destroy them. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Proverbs 10:27. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Proverbs 14:26. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. Proverbs 14:27. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. Proverbs 15:33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Proverbs 19:23. The fear of the Lord leads to life, the life of God, and he who fears shall live satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Proverbs 22:4. Through humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Isaiah 8:13. Have regard and keep holy the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Isaiah 33:6. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times, and the strength of salvation. The reverent fear of the Lord is his treasure. Malachi 3:16. Then those who feared the Lord often spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and who meditate upon his name. Acts 9:31. The churches then had peace throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were edified and increased in number. Hebrews 5:7. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears to him that was able to save him from death, and was heard because he reverently feared. Hebrews 11:7. By faith Noah, being warned of things not as yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark to save his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Revelation 15:4. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you only are holy. For all nations will come and worship before you, for your judgments are revealed. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.